The people who work on the origin of life on Earth today seem to have come to the conclusion that the most likely place for life to have begun is at a hot vent on the ocean floor. And we could have the same sorts of organisms on the floor of the ocean of Europa at a hot vent. And if you've got bacteria-like things, then you could have something grazing on the bacteria, eating the bacteria. You could have a whole ecosystem down there. Like sharks grazing on smaller fish, and smaller fish eating worms, and the worms eating the bacteria. We don't know. There could be all kinds of things there. But if you want somewhere warm and cosy for bacterial life to get started and to survive, Europa is probably the best bet we've got in the entire solar system.
It wasn't just Jupiter's moons that were attracting attention. When the Voyager probe flew past Saturn, it captured an image of its largest moon, Titan. It was strangely fuzzy. It looked as though Titan was shrouded in an atmosphere, just like our own planet. Scientists were desperate to know more. What lay beneath this thick atmosphere? Could it have other similarities to Earth? They didn't get their chance to find out until 20 years later, when Cassini lifted off. It was one of the biggest rockets ever launched, but even so, it took 7 years to get to Saturn. And then it turned its attention to Titan. For its party piece, Cassini dropped a probe called Huygens through the Titan atmosphere onto the hidden surface. It revealed a world that scientists believe could be strikingly similar to the early Earth.
Pictures that were revealed by Huygens during its parachute descent towards the surface of Titan showed at one point a network of valleys. You could have been floating over many parts of the Earth where you've got hills and valleys in between them, and the valleys converging on one another and draining into a sea. So we can see landforms on Titan that look very, very familiar to people who do landform studies on the Earth. The valley networks are very similar to what you get produced by rainfall on the Earth.
The extraordinary images of distant moons reveal them to be places of great beauty and tantalizing possibilities. They had volcanoes, ice-covered oceans, active geysers, and thick atmospheres. There was even the possibility of life. Moons were the most exciting places in the solar system. And so scientists began to wonder whether our own long-abandoned moon was perhaps worth another look.